Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name's Blue. Alongside of me is the world famous Joe Grande.
Well, thank you, Blue, Christopher Wright. And thank you guys all for listening to our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. Make sure you check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. We've got so many great articles and blogs on the website. Call us up anytime, 1-800-420-1980. And go check out the IG pages at Cannabis Talk 101. Well, Blue is at one Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And I got to remind you guys about Advanced Nutrients. They got that complete growing system for cannabis that optimizes all phases and cycles to bring your crops to their true genetic potential. Discover more at advancednutrients.com. Today on the show, very special show, Blue.
Man.
I mean, the history that I have, you guys, with this dude right here. He's not only a Romeo, he is Romeo.
I'll let him
and
know.
And as you say, let him know, folks. Now, Romeo, without a written intro, this gentleman and I go back to meeting in the early 2000s. But before that, he's a radio icon, if I'm not mistaken, in St. Louis. And did radio out there. So if you were in the St. Louis market, you remember Romeo, a.k.a. Jacques. And then you remember him being an R&B singer with his group called?
3D.
And that was out there in St. Louis. And then he came to California and was signed to?
Come on, man. I was signed to 3D.
Exactly. And what label was that signed to?
That was signed independent label.
Okay. And then, folks, he hooks up with certain cats. And before you know it, gets a job at Power 106 and connects with a member of the 3D crew that called the Goodfellas.
Yes.
The infamous Goodfellas. If you're around Los Angeles, 90s, 2000s, you know of the Goodfellas, folks. They're iconic radio DJs that were the R&B singer, good-looking brothers, looked like Casey and JoJo rocking the mic, and then sounded like them, too. So these guys not only slept with your mom and your aunt, so go look at the history of what they've done in the past. And I say these guys because Romeo came with DJ when he was the Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Right? So do your history. As you know, it's so true. And we've rocked mics in other cities, other states, other countries, and we go back like four flats in a Cadillac. I mean, this guy and I have done so many crazy things together. It is a blessing and a joy to welcome on our show, who you can look at on IG, at Romeo on your radio, is the who I'm talking about. And you can listen to him Monday through Friday on 92.3 K-Day.
93.5.
Or that station too, either one of them. But 93.5 is the one that he's on. The other one I'm making up. Hey, Dave. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, my brother from another mother, Romeo Senior Jacques.
Hey, yo, is Joe.
That's right, it's Joe Grande with your sports here live at the Cannabis Talk 101. See, Joe, that's why he did that. Is, he knows that from my intro at Power 106, and that's why it's so funny for you.
Family for life, bro. Easy call on that, but you already know.
Yeah. I mean, it is so great to have you on the show like this with us and see my family, Blue, and meet my brother from another mother, as now you guys
are. You tell him we're dating, right?
And now you guys are. Well, we've been dating, but I want you to
date
him,
too. No, I'm saying, tell him we're actually dating?
Not yet, but he'll figure it out. He'll smell your knuckles.
It's coming out soon.
Yeah, smell his thumb.
It's already came. Here, check this out.
And because he's here sitting right next to you, I mean, I am officially dope on IG. He's going to be performing at the Burning Trees Festival, as well as Romeo on your radio, hosting the damn thing August 27th with a lineup that's ridiculous. You heard it every time, all the time here on the show. If you don't know, Rick Ross, Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, Soulja Boy.
Too short.
I mean, just you name it, they're going to be there. Romeo's going to be on stage. Who else is going to be on stage? King Dope right there. I am officially dope on IG. Welcome to the show, my brother.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming as well. So I want you to ad lib and have some fun with us. But going back, Romeo, I want people to hear that struggle real quick, because now you're doing mornings at KD and everybody can hear that. But I mentioned that St. Louis shit like this. Give us that history of that struggle. When did you want to get into radio? How did it happen? How did you hook up with DJ and become the Goodfellas? Was it a solo act that became the double act, became the three act, and one got kicked out, became the two act again? Like, give us the rundown, dog.
Oh, we was all over the place just trying to find our happiness. You know what I'm saying? No, man, starting in St. Louis, we came to a breaking point. We said we either going east to New York or we going west to L.A. We grew up in the snow. We said it's not even a question. We going to the West Coast. Yeah. Packed up, moved out to the West Coast. Touchdown out here, bro, and you already know what it is. I moved out here where I traded my Mustang, convertible Mustang, for my Pathfinder.
The 5.0? Yeah, the 5.0?
I had the 5.0 drop top. Traded
Menace
that in.
Menace to Society.
Yes. Yeah. That, same that one, bro.
Of course.
Black on black with mine, and I traded for a Pathfinder. I only had $500 in my pocket. I knew I couldn't keep paying the note. I just need to get out to L.A. Got out to L.A., car got repoed, had to go eat at Acapulco's on Sunset and La Brea for like 2 years for happy hour, because if you buy a drink, you can eat for free.
Yes.
That's how I survived. And then all of a sudden, hooked up with Mike Concepcion. I'm in the city of Carson. I'm doing studios. I'm making records. And I meet Sean Juan.
Legendary Sean Juan, rest in peace, from the neighborhood. Not rest in peace, he's in prison right now. That's what I'm
Yeah, rest easy, bro.
Rest easy,
but yo, I'll tell you right now, but he's the one that said, y'all want to work at Power 106? We're like, yo, we want to perform, y'all. He's like, well, they pay an X amount of dollars an hour, like $35 an hour. We're like, well, where the hell did we sign up for this?
Yeah,
shit?
Where did you sign up for that?
Turned in a tape, prayed out in front of the building on 2600 West Olive.
Yeah.
I think Maria, one of them was a program director, music director at the time. We turned it
in. And wasn't Jimmy still?
Or Maria. Jimmy wasn't there yet, because the Bakers were still there.
Wow.
Jeff Garcia auditioned us on a Saturday, and he said, I know you already have the Baker Boys. They're a great duo, but if you let these cats slip away, you will be sorry. And that's how we got
Jeff Garcia, the sports
Jeff Garcia.
Jeff.
That's how far back it goes, bro.
Man.
Still love that dude.
Shout out
today.
To Jeff Garcia. Man.
Yeah, man.
I love Jeff. People. No way. And so you got the girl for them. Jimmy came in. Who hired you? Jimmy or the...
Well, we got in right before Jimmy, but it was Steve Smith. You look like
Sammy
Hagar.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I remember
Steve Sammy Hagar.
He's a great program director.
These guys got energy. We worked four shifts on the weekend because we couldn't do full time yet. But our energy made us do Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday late night. Now, Sunday afternoon and then overnights before you guys came in on Monday morning.
So, then you were already on the afternoon show when I came back.
I started afternoons right around 01, early 02 in the Baker Boys.
Exactly. So then I was already doing more. I thought so, because in my head, I'm like, I think I was already doing the mornings when I remember you guys coming on officially full. I was like, wait a minute. I got confused. No, I was already doing it then.
Yeah, man. You were already in the hot seat, bro. And that's how we got
funny.
In the game. Yeah.
So Romeo, you didn't actually intend on coming here to be a radio host. You were coming out here to be a singer.
I wanted to sing. That's all I wanted to do.
And you do have a group that you sing with still, right?
Yeah, I have a band right now called Mass Appeal, another band called Dirty Mugs. We're going to be in Vegas starting next month. So, I mean, and I started that band back in St. Louis. I still go back home and perform with them every now and then. But yeah, man, got a band out here with my brother DJ. He's on the drums, and we're still doing it. I love to sing. So you give me TV, you give me radio, and give my band, I'm good.
Yeah, that's it. That's life.
And folks listening, he's touching with Art LaVeau. He's doing things with Art LaVeau. Talk about that.
Excited about that. October the 8th, Glen Helen Amphitheater. I'll be hosting the Art LaVeau concerts. I've been doing that for the last couple years. He embraced me about 4 years ago at the Honda Center. It's when I met Art LaVeau, and he and I just clicked. And it'll be some nice Art be like, you know, Romeo, I'm getting a little tired. You want to finish the show for me? And everybody would be like, Art's never done that.
Yeah.
But it was just me being me. So we connected, man. I love him. He's 97 years old, man. His body's still functioning. He's still doing his thing. But I will be there October the 8th, Glen Helen Amphitheater, all the Art in the Bowl concerts. I'll be hosting those. So another thing to chalk up from getting in the game.
You know, and when you think about Art LeBeau, you think about the oldies and how much, you know, that man has affected. I mean, I would say that, you know, some of you kids listening right now, your parents were, you know, conceptualized you while listening to Art LeBeau.
That part, Blue. Come on, man, let him know.
I mean, you got to, if I'm throwing a wild card out.
I think you're 99.9% right.
Yeah, somebody, for sure.
Somebody listening, I think you're
that's 100%. Like a paternity test, 99.9%.
Yeah. At least some of the kids in this room probably, your parents will listen to Art LeBeau. And, you know, it's an honor, I think, to step into that, you know, and actually be able to fill those kind of shoes because not anybody gets that opportunity just to get on stage with the man. Two is to befriend him, and then three, to be able to host and work alongside of that show because it's an iconic show. And you were mentioning that you were talking about off air about possibly creating some kind of hip hop
cruise.
Yeah.
We're in talks right now doing a hip hop cruise, so it'll be CC and I. We'll bring some artists, do a 3-day cruise, maybe go to Ensenada, out, you know, middle of the ocean, have a good time. They already have the old school cruise. So this is something that we're talking about doing right now for next week. Yeah.
That sounds dope. Oh, yeah. That's big.
I think it's great, too, because when I hear you on K-Day, and we know the history of radio, us coming in, out, coming and going, I don't know the story of what happened with Human DJ at Power.
Ooh, you don't?
I do not.
Interesting. Well, there's three different stories, if you depend on who you ask.
And that's you, DJs, and Jimmy's?
No, it's probably Jimmy Vowles and somebody else.
Oh, Jimmy's and Vowles. Okay, then there's yours and DJ's.
So we can talk about it, but let me tell you, I'm glad you brought that up. So imagine 2006, you're pulling like 11 share in the market. You know how that worked. Because the book was, the rating book was a buyer, but they sent it out to your home, so people were filling in, right?
Yeah.
It's
old,
not like
we do it now on computer.
Yeah. So imagine having that and then being the fifth highest in the country. Wow. As far as ratings, you come in
after
for your third year.
Okay.
Yeah, we come in for our third year option.
Give
and they
deals.
Sit down and say, we want to go a different direction. Oh, and DJ shit. And I are like, this is another joke. Because you know, Big Party's put some jokes in us before. Like, we're like, oh, we're about to get punked. We're on the elevator. By the time we get down to the car, they go, we're like, gotcha. We got to the car, there was nobody. All right, by the time we get home, they go, like, we're just kidding. We got home, the phone didn't.
Wow.
So we never really knew the true answer to that. Some say they want to go a different direction because they want to come back with some money. They saw the music making a change, you know, or more different type of music coming to the game. We're not sure, right? But they say you haven't been in the radio until you've been let go of fire.
Yeah.
So we took that with the grain of salt. Never had any bad issues. Never talked bad on anybody. But what happened, who would imagine K-Day, Morello Media, in 2017 to 18, we buy Power 106. And I moved back in the same building I started with, and Jimmy and him are still there, and Bab.
Wow.
So I was like, full circle, I'm back.
Yeah.
But now I'm back with ownership. So that I'm back with people that got my back. But again, I never had any anger or whatever, man. To me, it in some ways saved my life because I was wilding out so bad back then.
Oh, were you?
Sure.
And it made me a better person. So you already know. So it prepared me for what I'm doing now, and look how I'm back now. I got like 10 different things on my plate.
You know, and thinking of K-Day, right? K-Day is, you know, iconically old school hip hop, you know, and I think it's one of the longest
stations
in the world, right? Like, not just, you know, in LA, but in the world.
I think it's LA for sure. I don't know
LA
the world.
LA for sure, but for one of the first hip hop stations
I can't
in the world.
Say that,
yeah, one of the first. One of the first.
I know Kevin Kev brought hip hop to the Bay Area through Stanford Radio because I remember that's how the hip hop came to the Bay Area, and I know that
DJ Kevy.
I know it was DJ Kevy Kev, a brother out of Stanford Radio.
Oh, gotcha.
I remember early on listening to like some old East Coast, like, ooh, what the station out of. Fucking Stanford Radio's playing some fucking shit. Like, you know what I mean? Sugar Hill Gang. And all like, ooh, what is this?
But what I loved about K-Day was getting back into the game doing mornings. It's the same artists we grew up with back in 2000.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like people saying, oh, Romeo, there you are. So now, to my advantage, the same audience that I'm rocking with now was rocking with me in the early 2000s. So we picked up where we left off.
Right. So you were playing, like, the current music in the 2000s. And then now you're playing all the current music from the 2000 hits.
That part.
That's perfect.
And they were driving home from work with you at Power, and now they're driving to work with you on
K-Day. I remember listening to the Goodfellas, man. You know what I'm saying? You guys are like...
And Tito. What up, Tito? 1059?
Tito. It's Tito. This is Tito.
You still talk to him?
See, absolutely.
All the time.
Who came to the States a few months ago because K-Dub and John Payne, they blessed
John
him with Payne.
That
rope chain.
Yeah.
And when he showed up, he had no idea the Baker Bars were going to be there. The Baker Bars were doing a Friday night show because they do Friday nights on K-Day.
Yep.
But they were there. They didn't know Tito was coming. So we brought Tito in. So it was Baker Bars who started with Tito, gave him the start. Goodfellas who continued his career. We all came together. And then, of course, Death Row blessed him with a chain.
You know, speaking of John Payne, me and John go way back. He's a good friend of mine. And I went on a world tour with John Payne. Well, not a world tour. We went to Australia, and we did a tour called the, I think it was America's Most Wanted Tour. And me and John built a really good relationship. And then a few years later, if I'm not mistaken, he was one of the owners of Death Row. Right? Is that correct?
That could be the case, right, K-Dub?
Is that right?
Yeah, Wide Awake.
Yeah.
Yep, Wide Awake.
Yeah.
Yep. You say facts right there. Yeah. We got the Death Row facts guy right there.
Yeah.
Hey, K-Dub gave us some stories today.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Hey, Blue and K-Dub talking Death Row stories.
Yeah, we can't talk about it right now. We got to wait. They're going to release it in due time, but I was sitting there with just goosebumps on my
Swear to God, though.
Yeah,
no, we were all goosebumps.
Good
up.
Stuff.
It was great. Let's take a break real quick. We're going to come back. I am officially Dope King. D.O.P.E. Performing all the way live as Romeo's hosting with us at the Burning Trees Festival August 27th. We're going to come back. King Dope. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Keep it locked.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Are you ready, folks, for the biggest concert of the year? It's the Burning Trees Festival,
yeah.
August 27th in Adelanto, California. Performing live on stage, it's the boss man himself, Rick Ross, Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, Big Draco, a.k.a. Soulja Boy, Too Short, Havoc from the infamous Mobb Deep, X to the Z exhibit, and Corrupt Young Gotti from the Dog Pound. All live on stage, August 27th at the Adelanto Plaza and Event Center. Plus, we have the World Series of Cannabis presented by CanX Texas, iHeartRadio's Cannabis Talk 101, Game Day, and Green Holdings, plus groups. Game Holding Groups. I messed that up. Thank you very much. I'm sorry,
Green Holding Groups.
Freddie, I fuck you up all
the
time.
He loves
Green Holding Group. Sorry, Freddie. Green Holdings Group. Green Holdings Group. Dues, The Blacklist, and Weed Maps. For tickets, go to canexus.com. That's CANNEXS.com. Or listen to K-Day and Romeo in the mornings.
Man. Do that.
He can hook you up with your tickets there because he's got your tickets, brother. Romeo, so good to have you. And
yes, sir.
Bring an artist with you, which is funny because guys like us, when I say guys like us, we've been in the game a long time, and we're able to see talent and break talent, and we've literally broke artists. You and I went to Eminem's break. Like, there's a lot of artists that we can say we've been to things like that, right?
Yep.
So you and I know these things. We're talking about the plaques that I have here. Oh, I got the same plaque, Dr. Dre one, all this shit. So when you see an artist like King Dope, before we get to talking to him, what is it about King D.O.P. .p.e where you can see him on Instagram at I am officially dope that got Romeo to say, Joe, this dude is something to me?
And what's your guys' business relationship?
Well, we met, and to me, when I first saw him, I was like, okay, this dude, he got that energy of being a star, and this without even hearing what he brought to the table. Then when I heard it, I was like, okay, I see why Death Row fucking with him. I see that, because when you think about the future Death Row, where it came from 30 years ago to where it's going now, this is definitely something that's part of the future. So it was a no-brainer for me. And you know how we are, Joe. When we hear something, if it sticks, it sticks. And once we're inspired and we're motivated, we want to speak on it. If we put our name on it, we're endorsing it. We're stamping that, right? Because I get people to come here all the time saying, push my product, or you got my back. And I'm like,
not really.
You already know how we are.
You're not ready.
That's why I told you got to come here, because you got to see my product.
Yeah, and seeing is believing. That's why we're here. That's why we're sitting here doing this right now. It's a no-brainer. You know what I'm saying? So as we introduce King Dope, when I saw him, like, I believe in this dude, and I know what he can bring to the table, and I've seen him on stage, so the rest is gonna be
so his. That being said, King Dope, welcome, brother. How did you get signed? Are you signed to Death Row? You just fucking with Death Row? What is going on?
Oh man, Death Row is the family, man. At this point right now, you know, now that Snoop has ownership, you know, it's in a huge transition right now, as far as ownership and legalities and all that stuff, but no, Death Row is definitely the family. They're backing me 100%, so I'm blessed to be a part of the legacy that's going to continue.
How does that bring you in? Because that's like you say, family, right? So you don't just go, hey, I got a cool song, can I get into Death Row? I mean, K-Dub's over there, you know what I'm saying? Going, it don't happen that way, K-Dub, nah, you know what I mean? It don't happen that way.
And all the records he's heard.
Exactly. Yeah. So my point is, as we heard stories and you were out there, I mean, is it your uncle, your dad? Who's your tie-in, dog? How do you get in?
I mean, it's crazy how God works, man. You know, one night, long story short, I'm at Eric Bellinger's release party at the bowling alley with my DJ at the time. K-Dub was there. You know K-Dub, you know his affiliation with Death Row. He's been there.
He's Death Row.
From the beginning. He is Death Row.
He's Death Row.
You know what I'm saying? So I met K-Dub that night, and we chopped it up for a little bit. And then it's just funny, like I said, I kept running into him at different events, different places. Hey, K-Dub, what's up, man? Hey, what's up, bro? And we just kept chopping it up, getting more talk about the music and all that stuff. So we started building more of a relationship together. Our relationship that we started didn't start on some music shit. It was really more so like, hey, we started becoming cool. We just started vibing
friends
with each other.
Yeah.
We started seeing each other more often. Then the music stuff came in later. So then once he saw, like, I'm serious about what I do, you know what I'm saying? I really do this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not somebody who's looking for a handout. I'm not an artist that you got to babysit. You know, I know the work that it takes to put in, and I'm willing to do that plus 10 times more. And I'm going to show you why. I ain't going to tell you. I'm going to show you. So then once he started to realize that, it just brought us a whole lot closer. And then with his ties with Death Row, it just kind of all
bang, bang, baby.
Shiggy bang from there. Ever since then, it's been on. You know?
And now, have you been on stuff? I mean, I heard a track off air that was a fucking banger.
Banger.
Thank you.
It was nice.
It was nice. It made me, you know, I hate relating artists to, but you remember when Sly Boogie hit that first, you know, Sly Boogie, that's my name.
Yeah,
it was such a big record.
Yeah,
you know, and it was kind of a big record. And then I was listening to it, and I was trying to think outside when I was like, who is it that I could relate to it, you know? And it kind of gave me that feel, which to me was such an iconic big record.
Right.
How do you feel about, you know, the music that you put out? I mean, you know, where do you get your actual spit from? Like, you know, what era did you grow up in to make you rap the way you do?
Man, it's growing up, I grew up on the 90s era. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on the boom bap, you know what I'm saying, along with the West Coast and all that stuff. I'm just a fan of the culture, you know what I'm saying? So being able to take bits and pieces from all the legends. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of times when I'll say, like, Biggie was the one that taught me how to tell a story. Wu-Tang showed a youngin' how to get cream. E-40 taught me how to hustle every day. You know what I mean? Hov taught me how to boss up and stay in my lane. Rakim taught me how to kill him with a fat gold chain. Eminem taught me I can make my rhymes complex. Lyricism with aggression. Got that from DMX. Nas said the world is mine. Nip gave me the notion. Pac taught me keep it real and don't be scared to show emotion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I come from.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that one coming.
Well,
okay.
That's because I had the question. You know, so
hey, hey, you know what this guy's called? The setup.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Man,
let me meet my partner, Blue, the setup.
Gave man, that shit
was,
on
yeah. Oh, that was so yeah. cool.
We planned that. Him and I planned that.
Yeah, we planned that. You know what I'm saying?
We got to go to dinner later again?
That's where I get it from.
Don't get jealous.
That's where I get it from. You know what I'm saying? Just really being a student of the game.
Yeah.
So
no, and I feel that because, again, I think a lot of artists today, right now, we have a different culture, a different generation that has a whole different kind of music. I mean, we had an artist the other day, and I said, look, man, you guys came out with real tight clothes and a different, and they had that hood in them, but you didn't know who was hood and who wasn't.
Right.
You know, you could look at an artist like and be like, this kid ain't hood, and then all of a sudden he's, you know, but he's super hoodie.
Right.
Whereas back in, you know, the 90s, you knew everybody was hoodie because the way they dressed, the way they walked, the way they talked, they didn't hide anything like that.
Right, right.
And then the music now is a little funner, and then some of the music, what I heard you spit, it reminds me of some of the older type music, mm-hmm. but it's got that young new swing to it. So
right.
That's something that I think is important because for us, you know, I mean, you know, Joe's almost 90. You know, so it's different. You know,
what
I mean?
You laughing at? You're older than me, Romeo.
Romeo's hey, Romeo's over here doing the Art LeBeau show.
Exactly.
So you already know. You know.
Thank you. We had my 50th here. Come on.
Yeah, man.
Blue's trying to hold on so tough right here with this is his throwback cool shirt on. Then he's trying to be an OG with initials on his shit, trying to be old school like.
So yeah, hold on to it.
Yeah. He wants to be. Can I get on stage at the Art LeBeau show?
I probably fit in just
let
right.
Let me get in. Let me be that young player on stage.
Yeah, look at they're zooming in on my shirt. They're like,
yeah, this guy over initials. Here. You know what I mean? He's busted on us. And this motherfucker's right there doing everything
that's
old school.
That's the custom. No,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly, OG status.
But I think that's a good feel, that, and especially for the Death Row, you know, a legacy mm-hmm. and things that are going on. You know, they've got to be careful what they come out with, in my
right.
opinion.
No,
you,
yeah,
know, you know, Death Row get away with anything they want because Death Row, but at the same time, to keep that, you know, that level of like who Death Row is,
right.
it isn't going to be, in my opinion, you know, a bunch of young, just random artists.
Right.
I think it's going to have some real conscious music that has great lyricists.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a little hoodie. It's naturally going to have that swang to it that a lot of these new artists don't have.
Right.
You know?
And I think, especially with my generation, that's something that a lot of artists lack. For one, just the knowledge of the game, you know what I'm saying? Knowing your history. So the main thing I try to incorporate into my music is staying true to myself, but also not forgetting where I came from, not forgetting those who influenced me, you know what I'm saying? So you, like you said, it still has that vibe and that bounce to it from a younger generation, but yet you can still hear what it's reminiscent of and where it came from. So that's the main thing I try to keep into my music, is staying true to myself, doing what I do, but at the same time still giving it up to those who came before me.
One thing I will give you advice on, man, is don't forget who brought you to the dance. You know,
right.
I say that because a lot of artists, they get a lot of little popularity. They start, you know, making their moves, and then they forget who brought them in and how they got there. And I say that with the most respect, because I watch a lot of people get you put people in a position, and then they forget where they got, how they got there.
Right.
And they think it's all good. And then you have these conversations with them, and they're too big to talk to you. So don't, you know,
right.
allow your success to let you forget who brought you to the dance.
Absolutely. It's funny that you mentioned that, because a lot of what you're saying right now is crazy, because I put into my songs like specifically something like that. I know how you just, I gave you the little bars about my influence stuff.
Yeah.
But it's funny how you say, don't forget who brought you to the dance, because I have a saying that also goes, don't ever lose sight of the people helping you win, because that person that you stepped on, you're going to see him again. Until you look around and see your real ones is missing, you got a plate, but you forgot who let you in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't forget who brought you to the dance.
I got you.
Hey, and don't forget to brought you to the kitchen.
Another layup.
Come on, no.
Hey, and you know what's dope, King Dope? No pun intended, but a great pun. The homage that you paid in that rhyme that you did to those artists in the past
Man.
Was so on point lyrically.
that I don't want to lose and not pay you the respect for understanding the game like thank that you. From a young yeah. man that thank I look you. At and go, thank you, young man, for paying ooh, yeah. that knowledge back to the youngsters who don't know what you said, because right. what you said was so accurate.
Yeah, right.
It especially is. As silly as that Rakim, because Rakim is so old school, right? Like, right. in my opinion. And if you don't know, I take seven MCs and put them in a line.
Right.
Yeah. And I take seven MCs and right. take them out at one time.
Take them out at one time. Yeah.
Say that.
You yeah. know what I'm saying? And if you don't know the lines and you don't know where it comes from, and if you don't know he was rocking a big fat gold right. chain when he said that, that goes down as one of the most influential lines in ever. The history of hip hop.
Ever.
And there's seven elements, folk, if you don't know.
For those who don't know.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And
right.
it's like, whoa, when you mention that, and to me, it's kind of like one of the elements saying his fat gold chain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's right. kind of, in my opinion. Bro. Right. So when you did that, I just respect you as a young man thank and a hip-hop you. Artist for knowing that knowledge and using those words to rap it that way. Because I haven't heard anybody
it was
young
well
say
said.
That.
It was well said.
I yeah, felt man. Like it was an old yep. man saying it. Yep. You know what I mean? Like
that old soul in there, man. Yeah.
And that means, where are you from to have that old soul and that knowledge? Was your dad just beatboxing to you as a kid? I mean, geez.
I mean, yeah, growing up in Inglewood, my pops is from New York, though. You know what I'm saying? So he's the one that put me onto, you know, like, the boom bap. And so I was always listening to, you know,
a hip, a hop,
man,
a hip,
all
a
that
hip,
slick,
hip, a
you know,
hop,
a slick Rick oh, and Dougie Fresh and all them guys and Biggie yeah. and Wu-Tang.
So walking through the door, right. fresh to need as quick and caught the day.
Oh, God. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be me.
Iced tea, huh?
Yeah, me and Pops be rolling through the city. And that's when he was putting me onto, like, the East Coast stuff. And just naturally being from the West Coast, growing up out here, you know, you're going to naturally hear the West Coast artists, too. So I was getting both sides. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just being around the park, hanging around with the homies and stuff. They bumping Pac and Snoop, DJ Quick, and all these other yeah. guys. At the same time, I'm still with my dad listening to Biggie and Method Man and Wu-Tang and all these guys. So I grew up on that. So naturally, I grew up
a fucking screw up.
Right. Introduced to the game. Got an ounce of fucking blew up.
Yeah. Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? So that was one of my favorite things, just listening to Biggie early on. When I say Biggie was the one that taught me how to tell a story,
yeah,
because he's one still to this day one of the illest storytelling rappers
in not only lyricists
but just ability to tell a story. That's a lost art in today's game as well.
King Dope, you know, when I think of that myself, you know, I was so West Coast, right, because I was here, and there was the battle going on between the East and West Coast battle, yeah. right? It was like this whole fucking thing, and it was I was so like. I want to say narrow-minded at the time, you know, and like Romeo was saying earlier, is like, you know, I grew, it was probably the best thing to save me, like, you know, to have that break, to be able to kind of look back and go, dude, I had all this shit, and now, for whatever reason, it's not there, and then it circles back because you were still doing the right things.
Yeah.
You know, when I was young, you know, I was so, you know, Death Row, and I was so, you know, West Coast that anything that was like, you know, even when Wu-Tang hit, it was like, nah, I ain't fucking with it. And it was like, Biggie hit, I ain't fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with Biggie, period. You know? And it was just like, people, I'd be like,
you're one of those guys.
I was a lot of them.
I mean,
you can't,
there
I
still
mean,
are.
It was just like, for me, but then I grew up, you know, a fucking screw up, got introduced. No, no, I grew up a little later, and then I started, like, listening to Biggie, and I'm like, wow, Biggie
that dude's
was
rapping
dope.
Like, me.
Like was Biggie dope. Was really dope, you know? Yeah, and you know, but for us, you know, I still go down with you ask me, you know, who
your
do you
favorite,
like
Pac.
Yeah, I'm Pac. You know, I still, because I envision myself as a rider, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so I was stuck. Right. I was stuck on Pac and all that. But as I, you know, grew up a little older and started really listening to Biggie and getting into those feels, I allowed myself to open up and be like, wow, this man's really dope. And I think you, at a young age, were capable to get both, which right. is going to be powerful for right. your career moving forward. So what do you got coming up? I know you got a show you talked about coming up.
Yeah, man. Friday, August 26th, we at the yep. Fox Theater in Pomona with DJ Quick. Me and Broski here, Romeo gonna be
yeah.
on stage with me.
Gonna
he's
host, do what it do,
he's
yeah.
hosting my set, and he's performing with me too. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So we about to turn that all the way up. You know, we got the Death Row IPA that's in stores now. You know, a yep. lot of people don't know that Death Row has a drink. They
bring,
have
bring
an IPA.
Bring the drink on the stage.
Can we
right
get
here.
The drink?
Bring the drink yeah. up here, K-Dab.
Should be out back.
Yeah, yeah, grab a six pack, whatever.
Yeah.
Four pack.
One thing, and this actually, I would love you guys' input on this, because this actually kind of just hit me the other day, and I was at home. And I was thinking, I was like, damn. It's a record label with a drink. And I started thinking, like, this is the first time, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the first time in history that a record label's ever had a drink?
I mean, well, Diddy's got, you know, Ciroc. Come on up.
Right.
Come on
go
up.
Ahead, walk it up, walk it up.
Yeah. No, but that's
but,
Ciroc.
But, you know, but you.
This
but,
is, this
that
is.
That right there, K-Dab,
Death Row,
bro.
That's
this
Death
is
Row.
And
right.
that's Death Row right
like
there.
But even
camera.
Then, though, it's, you know, it's Diddy's drink. It's not. his label's drink, right? If I'm not mistaken. So as a label, I'm, you know what I mean?
I think you're right.
Yeah. Hold on. Motown, maybe? Did Motown? Not beer, though.
No.
And E-40 didn't have Sick With It, so it's not like it's Sick With It Records. Right. I think you might be right, King Dope. I mean, I'm trying to think.
I was legit sitting up the other night to like 3 in the morning. I'm like, damn, like, am I really the first artist in hip-hop history to be on the can? You scan this code right here.
You might be.
You're gonna hear my song. I got the official theme song for the song. So I was thinking, like, damn, am I the first artist in hip hop history to be on the can of a beer? Of a record label?
I'm gonna give you that. Honestly, I could think of, and I'm not,
I don't know, maybe Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy was first.
I was just with him. I was just with Soulja Boy at his party. I told him I was the first to do
that. Thank you. You already know the thing. Soulja Boy does that with everything, right?
Just last week.
I'm the first
rapper on Cannabis Talk 101.
Just last week, we was at his birthday party. We was chopping up. I told him, I said, bro, I love you to death, Draco, but I'm the first one to do this. He was like, you right. Yeah. So I told him that.
And then he got the can. He was like, I'm the first artist to be ever on Death
on
Row.
On Death Row's can, too. And he's going to put his little sticker
on it. You know
who
did? Okay, so, and the only thing that comes to my mind really heavy, and I'm not saying that you're wrong, because I think you are right about being the first, but St. Ives did have the brew, and when St. Ives was doing the brew, they had a lot of music behind it, mm-hmm. but I don't think they had I know they didn't have a QR code on it, you know what I mean? That would, you know, so that for sure, I think you're definitely on.
And what label would be that then? Because it would be back in the NWA era.
I don't even think it was a label. I just think the artists were behind it.
St. Ives. Right. You're right. They might have been Old English.
That's what I was trying to
eat.
Ice Cube, all them, but I don't think they were.
But it wasn't the label.
It was Old English.
St. Ives.
They were just doing 40s like this.
That's what I was really.
St. Ives, yeah, it was the beard, but no Death Row, no label.
That's what I was really trying to specify, because like I said, I know artists have done songs and stuff like that, but I was really trying to specify, like, okay, is this the first time an actual record label?
I think you're right, bro.
With their
I've
own
never
drink.
Heard of it.
QR codes were there for sure.
You're pushing it out. Yeah, I don't think so either. I can't think of another.
I was really
label
trying to think
that.
Like, damn. I was like, damn. Like, am I really the first artist in hip hop history to be a part of this?
Well, we challenge anybody to come out and say different. Until then, this is what it is.
He's the first.
How about this? If you know for sure, 1-800-420-1980, and give us the facts. You can always fact check the show, and we're always open for that. King Dope, we can't wait for to see you in the location over there in Pomona on Friday the 26th, the 27th, folks. You'll be live on stage at the Burning Trees Festival.
Next day, folks.
If you didn't get a chance to see him at an intimate location, you can come see him at a popping location. That's going to be off the hook, where I'm sure both places will be cannabis friendly. I know at the Burning Trees Festival, you could pick up a nade, throw a little more.
Mm-hmm. Right there on site.
You can't do that in Pomona. I'm just knowing that's fact.
Well, you can in Pomona, baby.
Well, you can't do that.
You can definitely find some shit in Pomona. You might pick something else up in Pomona.
You might end up locked up for the night.
Blue and Romeo gave me 2 more facts on that. I'm just saying the facts that you can get. The legit
P-town,
one
baby.
Is in Altadena. Where are we at with the concert? What city is it?
Adelanto.
Thank you. So Adelanto, California.
Event Center.
What's the biggest show you've done so far? Because it can be a big one in Adelanto. This is a big. You got Rick Ross, Ludacris. Now you're gonna be able to say, "Dog, I did a show with these cats." Like, who else have you done shows with? Because after the 27th, you're gonna have a nice little resume.
Absolutely.
This beefs it up.
This will definitely be the biggest show. I am proud to say, at this point, one thing that I'll stand on is that I've legit just throughout my time in my career, I was able to open up for every. And I kid you not, every artist. Every West Coast artist on the coast, everybody except for Kendrick is the only one that I've yet to like grace the stage with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm proud of that, but by far, this is going to be my biggest show.
Burning Trees will be the biggest.
Yeah.
By far.
Easy. And what song? Can we play one of your songs right now before
Absolutely.
We go to break?
Let's
song?
Get it,
introduce your song right now. What song is
this? This joint right here is for everybody who's out there getting it. It doesn't matter what your grind is. I don't care if you shovel shit for a living. I don't care if you whatever. Whatever your grind is, you out there getting your money, make it your habit, do it to the fullest, believe in yourself, believe in that. This joint right here is called Getting Money is a Habit.
Yo, listen to this track right here, Getting Money is a Habit. When we come back, more with King Dope and Romeo of K-Day. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Together we can, folks. Check out the hashtag Together We Can at Canna Devices, CannaDevices. I want to thank the staff and everybody here that makes all this show happen. Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Christian A, Christian S, Danny P, P-Funk, Connor, Gabriel, Sagar, Jessica, Cash, Cam, Kimberly, Isaiah, Salar, Nadia, Ali, Brother Pitt, Devin, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, Elvis, and of course, Mark Carnes. Thank you guys all for doing what you guys do,
man,
to make this show. And welcome back, Connor. You look so good. You made it back from overseas with longer hair and glowing.
Shorter hair.
No, either way. I think
shorter
it's
hair, don't Shorter. Care.
Either way, he looks handsome. Romeo and King Dope. Romeo, of course, K-Day, King Dope, rapping from L.A. and doing his thing, gracing the stage. We like to wrap up the show doing the high five with you guys. I really want to stay longer, but Romeo is acting like an asshole right now. Kind of, sort of, kind of.
Oh, so you're going to blame this shit on me?
I'm just going to keep it 100 with me. I mean, have I ever not?
Well, you never not, but we here. Let's go.
Okay, well, do you want me to keep asking you another question, or do you want to fucking get out of here? What do you
want
to do? I'll
respect
you.
I want you to keep asking me questions.
Okay, I'll respect you, though, and get him out of here.
Why do you have so many questions?
You see how I did him? You see how I did him on the show? You see how I did him on the show?
Joe's like, I'm going to work this guy another 20 minutes.
No, I'll let him go if he wants to leave my presence.
I'm here, bro.
If he want to leave my presence.
I mean, I thought we were hanging out today. I didn't know we were fucking, I got to go home.
Am I going home with you too?
Yeah,
we can. It was the first time.
I'll give him a pass.
And as we say these things, because I want to ask you something. This is so random because I can think of so many.
Oh boy!
But as you think of our history,
yes.
Just throw a memory, because I want to throw one out that I think of when I think of you, and I want you to think when of one think that you of think of you. Me of. And I want you to share the audience and share with my brother Blue a memory, and I want to share with your brother King Dope and everybody listening a memory that I'm going to pull out. So
man,
look at me
make
and
it
think,
work.
Like, oh my God, this one, because I got one for you that's going to fucking
PG-13,
go.
PG-13,
and I don't care where you go,
because I got some crazy ones too
keep
with
it
you.
PG-13, no, it's like
But yeah, there's so many. I know. There's
I have so many, bro.
I know. So how about this?
He forgot your name. What was your name again?
So I can go with one.
Senor.
You want me to start?
I want you to start.
What was your name, Senor?
Here's a story about Romeo, Senor Jacques.
He don't even remember you no more. He's on K-Day, bro.
Listen. We're in Hawaii together.
Woo.
Yeah.
For Dr. Dre, Snoop reunion.
Yep.
And we're driving mopeds through fucking the whole island together.
Black Diamond Mountain or whatever it's called, yep.
Joe Grande, Luscious Liz, Fuzzy Fan Cabbage,
Crazy
Romeo,
Bone.
DJ Crazy Bone,
Lazy Bone
DJ like. Felly Fell, Lazy Bone. We're all hitting that fucking whole island on fucking scooters,
dog. Let's do it again.
You remember that?
Hell, y'all remember
yeah, like exactly.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Remember that thing.
Yes.
How fun was that? And not only that, everybody listening, imagine, we had all the celebs. I mean, I could have went to Fat Joe with us on stage and can't cook. There's so many, like you say. But I just want one of those, like that, and taking you to, like, how fun. When we're, and not only that, we're riding, and Lisa, a Kool-Aid, who we mentioned, was there with us, too, and her man, C-Dub, like,
Dub,
like, all, like, there was a lot of guys that are still in the game doing heavy, still big things game. That were there.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that touched me, the fact that with all those names, pretty much everyone is still doing it, which shows you and says something about our era of being on radio, right? And
let's how just, we let's just, Liz is working brand. With Oprah.
Come on. Let's talk about
Liz
it.
Liz is working with Oprah.
You know
what I'm saying? My girl.
And who would ever thought during the pandemic, I would transition to TV, KCOP Channel 13. I do a news show Monday through Friday called Fox O' Black Report. So now I do radio. I wake you up in the morning and I give you news at 4 o'clock. That is a blessing. But let's go back to Hawaii. It was a moment when we were riding around because the Mizza was there. And I talked to DeMizza, and I looked
DeMizza,
at him.
DeMizza, you guys,
like,
hold on. Let me tell you a little bit about DeMizza. Let's just say who DeMizza is, okay?
Please do.
As he just throws the name DeMizza there, there's a girl that you'll know by one name, and I'm going to say her name by Mariah.
Boom.
Yeah, man.
That's DeMizza.
Yeah.
So talk about DeMizza a little more.
Like,
okay, that's Mariah.
Really amplified
like,
that career.
For real. Like Mariah, DeMizza.
Yeah.
Carrie.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Is DeMizza.
Yes.
Because of him, we were in fucking Vegas hanging out with Mariah when we're having dinner with her downstairs below the casino where she's like, good night, boys. Have a great evening. We're all looking at her like,
crazy shit, dog.
Okay, but like, that was all his moves. Crazy Bone.
And he was with us.
He was there.
He was at the office with us all the time.
DeMizza
was
Bone?
No, DeMizza, Crazy Bone too all the time. Those were all Bone Thugs and Harmony Music.
But DeMizza was always like, if you whip me, you whip me. And that was a perfect moment because, you know what I'm saying, she had a very small circle, but we got in that circle. But let's go back to Hawaii.
Yeah,
we
were
riding and we going through the mountains. And I looked at DeMizza, I was like, this is some of the craziest shit ever. Like, I'm just getting to the radio game, and look who we're riding with. Yeah. Just look around and see the name. Not to be name dropping, but like, it's a lot of history, a lot of testimonies in this group, and we just rolled through Hawaii like it's nothing.
That was great.
There's some players in this group from the Bay to the St. Louis to New York.
Come on.
To everywhere.
Until we heard the Suge touchdown in Hawaii, and then everybody was like, oh, red alert. Like, yo, is he here?
Go upstairs and lock yourself in the room.
No, that's funny. But then on some other real talk, I remember going up to meet him on the real talk. Big and I, we rolled up. Oh, Suge's here. Let's go.
Yeah.
You show respect because we're players like that.
Yeah, man.
And you pull up on him.
Yeah.
So that's a funny random story of like, you know, and I can look at you and there's just so much history of the things that we've done that are iconic like that. They're bringing back names like this that are like, DeMizza. Who's DeMizza? Like you just overlook it.
And I'm going to bring up one. This is random, but we're not in Hawaii. We're here in Whittier, Ibiza. You guys
Club
were doing a morning show. It was a breakfast. I forgot who was performing that morning. I forgot which artist. But it was such an epic. And you and Big had this moment on radio. Because, man, we're doing afternoon. We're there with Tito. But we would hear y'all at home or sometime we'd be asleep because we'd be out late. But to sit there and to see the magic in front of all the listeners in this small venue of Ibiza, which is kind of small.
Big Boys Breakfast.
Big Boys Breakfast.
Big Boys Backstage Breakfast.
We were in awe. Like, we work with y'all every day, but you'd never know that DJ and I was just like, look at their chemistry. Now we know why we have to keep our game up to par because y'all shit was just always A+. No matter, every break meant something and it stuck. Where some people in radio now, like, you can lose them easy on a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was something as simple as being in Ibiza in the city of Whittier watching y'all do
that's
your magic.
That's special for you to say that, dog, because that's a magical moment because you're watching that respect in the craft going, that's special to me. Thank you for
I was watching not as a friend, family, fellow employee, but as a fan of what y'all did. And that's why I think that era, like, from time you woke up telling you went to sleep at Power 106.
We care.
Listen, we care.
Hey, he's got a hall pass for sure with you.
He does.
Thank you, honey.
Give him a hall pass.
Go ahead. Saved him.
Thank you for letting me go over there and visit because we got a lot of history.
You know, no, listen. I say that because that when I listen to you, Romeo, say that, you know, one, it's hard for artists to look at other artists and give them their flowers. You know what I'm saying? And be like, yo, you guys had a great show, that great chemistry, and we have to be like that. You know, being able to say that's humbling, you know what I mean? Because, you know, when I look at music and entertainment, for me, I never thought I'd even be on radio. Like, I didn't think nothing. This wasn't part of my dream. Yeah. You know, my dream was the rap music, producing stuff. I was at Def Row. I was like, oh, I'm going to be the first Latin artist at Def Row to do whatever, you know.
It was mine.
And then as I'm there, you know, and then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna start doing this, doing that, and then all of a sudden you realize where you're at and go, wow, this makes all the sense in the world why I'm here now. You know, it didn't make sense then, but now I'm like, okay, production. When I was young, I did production and all these different things. So, you know, looking at that and looking at a fellow that you've worked with for what, 20 years now? Is it 20 years, man?
Probably 2020 is when we've. Yeah. And then I started in Power 106 in 1999 is when I started. And then Romeo started after me in 2022, but full time 2022. You were part time.
2000,
yeah. So just right after. So my point is. And then
he said 2022. I'm like, that was
no.
Two days
I'm sorry,
ago.
I'm a fucking. My years are so off. Sorry,
he's losing this. You know,
it's called 50. Yeah, that being said, we have so many stories though. Like, because it was the prime, and it was the heavy. You ready for this? Real spit. It was the heaviest Power 106 was ever fucking popular.
Oh,
it was the heaviest popular.
Yeah, come on, I already know.
And these are the guys. Like when I'm saying this, people listening, like. You may think, oh, you're just trying to start. No, like, I swear to God, if you look at numbers, that's how you do ratings and anything you listen to, TV Today, whatever. If you look at the ratings when him and I were on together, it was the highest rated station ever in the fucking history of radio in Los Angeles.
You realize I don't even like you. The only reason I fuck with you is because you actually had that big run on Power 106.
You're all, I hate you other than that. But my point is we did it together.
We did stages
everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, we've been fortunate to go around the world and do what we do, man. Everyone knows about Power 106.
The Goodfellas, too. I mean, that was iconic, bro.
Japan.
Like I said, man, I listen to you guys all the time, and you know, I probably called in on the radio station, you know, because you guys are a lot older than me.
Oh, guarantee you did, you asshole.
we're probably like 4 years apart, but I listen to the Goodfellas, man. I listen to you through multiple places. We've definitely been in the same clubs, like when you were saying that, you know, the Vault 360, you know?
Yes.
Like you're talking about, oh, the game. I was like, I was there. I was up on stage with this person. Like, I remember all those times and the Goodfellas hosting it, but I didn't put it all together until you got here today.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Well, because you were like, oh, it's the Goodfellas. And I was like, oh, cool. But it just didn't all like resonate
that's
and funny. Connect.
I can see that happening
until today.
Totally.
And you're like, that's Romeo from the Goodfellas. I'm like, oh shit! And then it all kind of hit,
crazy,
you know.
Crazy.
And then I'm, you know, Romeo's over here singing. I'm
and
like,
then you're
okay.
Like, I remember hearing that at the club. So as you say that, you ready for this? For some flowers on some other shit.
What?
He's gotta go, Joe.
No, he's staying longer. Like we say, we used to start yapping. We go. I remember going to the clubs with you guys and seeing you and DJ on this R&B show that you guys are doing, right? And then you went to the clubs before us, seeing us, and we would do very similar beforehand. But in my opinion, when I seen you guys do it, you guys took it to the next level because you guys really sang.
Man.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, like, I would rock mics, and I've been rocking mics since 92, right? And I've been doing it fucking from San Jose Club. I've been doing it. And then when you guys did it, I remember watching going, okay, they're a lot better looking than me, motherfuckers. First off, there's that. I got
all
these
pass.
Fucking stretch marks and these bumps on the back of my neck. They look a lot better, but we're both pulling them, as you remember that.
Yes.
We both pulled them.
Yes.
As we both share. We don't.
There's
a lot of stories. A lot of stories you got. And
oh,
therefore, because we were players, but I remember going, you guys, because you guys did that, which I refer to in my head, ready for this? I thought of you guys as like guy. Teddy Riley, as we mentioned that earlier, but I felt like you guys were like the guy that got on the radio for us.
Wow.
And I was like, look at these and I remember seeing Guy at Circle Star in the Bay Area, and I remember being so infatuated with those dudes. Dude. So when I seen you two dudes rocking the clubs, and then on the air, of course, I'd always listen because I drive home listening, or Who Weekend, I listen to KFI because I want to hear sports or learn news too. But I always come back to the show and fuck with you guys in the afternoons too, and come in every damn near whenever I wanted. That's the type of show we had and
door
family.
Was open.
If I was still in the office in the afternoon, I'd walk in there with my shirt off or my shorts off.
Yeah.
Or both off.
Yeah.
and just have a good time.
This is Joe.
Off air, on air, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
In the middle of a fucking break, I'd do it.
Yeah, you would. Just walk right in, just change the whole game of that break. But just where it went, people were just like, wow, like they really are fucking family. Like, damn, they really get down with each other like that.
It was so dope, man. That's we have such a good history together. It's so great for you to come here and do this. And for those who don't know, tomorrow we're going to be blessed to go to K-Day and be interviewed by you and for this Burning Trees Festival. So I just want to thank you as we jump into this high five. And I want to thank you, King Dope, because hearing what you did and hearing that song was so dope. And knowing that a brother of mine brings up somebody that he's inspired with, then off top, I'm already inspired. Because, you know, his ear is my ear.
Absolutely.
So it's real.
True. Yeah.
And it just goes to show you how my ear is his ear when you heard his stuff.
Right.
When I played you blues stuff, and you're like, wow, that's dope. I'm like, dog, same thing. I'm a fan of blues music. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just how we are when we hear things like that. So
you generally don't get a legendary radio guy like Romeo coming in and...
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, no doubt. It's real. Absolutely. And you get that. You know what I mean? Like, you're a legendary radio personality and then them put a cosign on somebody. It's very difficult to do that because... Everybody wants you to co-sign their shit. Mm-hmm. Every artist in the world has an agenda when they meet you. And not every artist has the ability, and you can't crush their dreams because you have such a big voice. And I recognize that too, because sometimes people ask us like, hey, you know, what do you think of my stuff? And I'm just like, oh, it's cool, you know? Like, and I don't want to be like, dog, you need to get a better producer.
Right.
You didn't record this shit right, and your lyrics don't make no fucking sense. Like, what are we doing here?
So when a
radio guy comes in, I don't crush their dreams like that because it hurts. You know, I realize what it does to them. But when an artist like yourself or a radio legend like yourself comes in and says, yo, I put a stamp on this kid. And then he played the record, you know, because they were booking him on the show. And I'm thinking, you know, wait, let's listen to the
music. We ain't heard shit. Hold up.
Yeah. But when I heard it, I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I should have just already known. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to put your stamp on something like that.
And the funnier thing is, I did.
I knew you did too, but in my mind, it was just
no,
like,
it made all the sense.
Let's just play
it.
And then I was like, stupid. I should have just been like, yeah, I already know. It's that,
I think that's the beauty of me and Rome's relationship is because when we first met, I didn't have an agenda. There was no agenda.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I met him when we came to the station. I think they gave you the shoes.
Was it the shoes?
It was
the shoes or the death row robe. I got the robe.
One of them. Yeah,
we didn't get nothing.
Not yet. I'm saying.
Right.
Shorts might fit me, man.
our first few encounters and first few conversations wasn't even about music. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I introduced him to who I was and what I did, but it wasn't like, so what's up, man? Can we? It wasn't even like that. It was just friends,
just
bonding
smart,
and chilling.
I mean,
right. You know?
It's overwhelming. I mean, for those artists that are listening, when you come to a DJ and all you want to do is have your agenda. And I only know that because I was that artist. You know, I used to show up. I seen Joe. I rolled up on Big and be like, yo, listen to my record. And it's like, looking back, it's like, how stupid are you? You know what I'm saying?
So
that's
many
the only
that
thing
choice.
That you do. And it's that you're just hungry. But, you know, having the ability to humble back and just be like, let me meet this man first. Let me know who this person is before I try and sell him something. And then let it be natural is some adult shit. You know what
exactly.
I mean? It's some grown folk shit.
Right.
You got to know how to posture that and play that, and that's what you're clearly doing, man.
And that right there is King Dope, and we got Romeo. We're going to do the high five. Romeo, you'll answer first.
Yeah.
King Dope, you'll answer the same question right after that.
Let's get it.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Yes.
With the high five with Romeo and King Dope, who'll be performing live at the Burning Trees Festival, August 27th in Adelanto, California.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Question number one. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
Never smoked it.
There it is.
Wow.
What about you,
just drink.
King Dope?
Really? I was 16. I was in high school, and me and the homies were just hanging out one night, and they're like, oh, you want to hit this? Okay. So
let's
was
go.
It a joint?
It was a blunt.
Did you get high?
Blunt? Did I get? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that first time you don't. Sometimes that
first
time.
Man, I was high off my ass. Absolutely.
Yeah. Question number two of the high five, Romeo.
Uh-oh.
What is your favorite way to smoke if you smoked? What would your favorite way of
smoking?
Or
to use cannabis.
Or to use cannabis. What would your
favorite
way?
You don't even use creams? You don't
have
nothing with CBD?
Nothing.
I'm not
going
to lie. Maybe it hurt
you.
Should I?
Oh, yeah, you should.
No, all bullshit aside,
dude, you
should
you
have a regimen.
High on it. Yeah, you don't even get
it's
high.
Good for your body. Like, it's just good for your body.
So let me break something down for you.
Okay.
Give it to him.
So in the last 10 years, we found something called the endocannabinoid system.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The endocannabinoid system is like little hairs, what they're called receptors, that are inside of your body. The thing that cannabis does, when you're born, your first time you ever get THC in your system is through your mother's breast milk. A lot of people don't know that. Mothers and we produce natural THC. So it's in our body. It's part of our DNA.
The body has a cannabinoid system.
Okay, and the cannabinoid system. So now what happens is when you get sick, a lot of the illnesses will stick to those receptors. What cannabis does is lubricates them so they don't stick to it. Right, so there's no way in the world that the United States government would come out and say it was medicinal if it didn't have any medical value. So you got to remember that part. You know what I mean? A lot of people just go, "Oh, this is some fad. People are getting high, and it's an excuse." Mm-hmm. It's not an excuse. The facts are is that opioids are a fucking and one of the leading causes of death for adult white males, and then it's Hispanics, Blacks, and so on. It just goes right down the line, but. Coming into that is that it has medicinal value, and there's a lot of things, especially as we get older, that we want to be able to use that versus the opioids, right? Because opioids are one way addictive, right.
And it's preventative.
And two is that the you can get the same care on the way out as you would when what the doctors will give you today. Doctors will prescribe you on Vicodin, oxycodone, everything else. It's another natural
medicine
to be able to give you.
That's what I'm using
as you
pain.
Get older. And trust me, if you have aches and pains, mm-hmm. you do want to rub it on your body. And you may want to consider learning how to dose very low so that you can sleep better at night, so you can have better healing, a process, faster healing processes, and things of that nature, which is a natural medicine to do so. So just
it's like taking a natural everyday vitamin, no high, 0.03 THC, you'll feel nothing.
You
when I say
no
you
high,
feel nothing, right. You'll feel nothing.
You can get high, though. If you
but you can
get,
take
you
something
high,
that you can. You know don't saying? Get it twisted.
Right.
But yeah. My point is, it's just good for your body, like taking your daily vitamins. Like, oh, why do I take a vitamin? Because you want these good things in your body. So you should.
Okay.
So if you're not doing anything, you should. That being said, same question to you, King Dope. Favorite way to use?
Honestly, like when I'm in my creative process, you know what I'm saying? Like if I'm trying to write a song, if I'm just trying to relax, you know, in this industry is mad hectic and stressful, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times it's either just to relax or when I'm in the studio, if I'm just like trying to write something out, let me relax and really get in my zone.
Do you work out or you just, you know what I mean, naturally?
I work out. You know, okay. It's part of maintaining my
jealous
energy.
And shit. I'm like,
DNA
and shit.
I be doing modeling and all that stuff too. So, you know, the better I look, the more opportunities I get. So
you look like fucking outside linebacker for the Niners.
I'm trying, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it makes the
question number three of the high five. Romeo, craziest place you ever been around somebody smoking weed with you?
The craziest place. Honestly, I had a homie was smoking in the back of the church.
No,
at
man.
The service.
And you grew up in the church.
I
was singing in the church choir. If
come
I'm not
on,
mistaken.
Man. Yeah, come on. All of
I
that.
I remember that.
Trying
yes.
to. My mama could sing. I was trying to learn that process, but I tried.
Oh,
but
you
yeah,
did.
He was
you're
in the
nice.
Back of the church and he was blazing up.
Wow.
But I was just like, really? On
that
God's
church.
Property? He was like, come on, man. He,
God made it for us. It all good.
This
you know what
God's
mean?
Plant.
Moses was smoking, player.
He said,
don't
God's
get it
plant.
Twisted. The burning plant was
it's
a leaf.
It's in the Bible.
I mean, King Dope, craziest place you ever used cannabis or smoked?
Oh, man. Well, I wasn't using it, but the person I was with was. And actually, while we was being pulled over, I thought my life was over, bro. I'm going to jail.
He just started firing it up?
Yeah, because he was nervous. He's like, bro, we going to do that. Like, bro, you really going to spark that up while the police is right behind us? I thought it was
time to go.
I thought it was
he's off. You want to hit this, Brody?
I was smoking a blunt with Kobe, my boy Kobe, when we got pulled over as we were smoking the blunt. Like,
it
pounded the car.
Right. We had got pulled over probably for some other shit, but he was nervous. So
what city were you in? Do you remember?
I was in, I don't remember. I really don't remember.
Did they get you? Was it L.A. or Orange County or IE?
It was in L.A.
Okay, you got to pass them. Yeah. They let you go. Because I realize in L.A., they don't care. You know what I'm saying? About when I grew up, they were like, oh, they're like, as long as you don't got a gun in the car, we don't care anything about that. We were like, okay. You
know what I'm saying? No guns.
The gun was in the hood. Question number four of the high five, man. What is your go-to munchie? When you're not high.
I know I'm difficult to ask
that's
these questions.
Right.
You, right?
You're fun. It says you're right.
For me, go-to munch all the time. I like that.
Chips?
I love my chip, but I love the popcorn. Like the popcorn that you normally would have at the theater. Like every Friday, I'm on the couch with my queen and my son. We're watching a movie.
You.
I got to pop that popcorn. That's
nice.
My go-to munchie for sure.
Nice.
With a drink on the side. Don't
yeah,
drink.
Salt.
A little Jack
put salt and butter on it?
Put all that on.
And a little drink.
Yeah. What about you, King? Go-to munchie after you get high.
Honestly, I love fruit snacks. I don't know why. Like, I don't
know.
Dried
fruit? This healthy motherfucker.
No. You know, like,
fruit roll up.
No, like fruit snacks, like gushers and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, that type of stuff. I'd be fucking that shit up, man.
Yeah,
like,
it's when a kid in me.
I think it's a kid in me. Yo. I get high. I want something like that immediately.
I feel
like
should.
It sticks to my teeth. I got so many fake ones in my mouth. Question number five of the high five. Romeo, hear him on K-Day, Monday through Friday. And, of course, doing some stuff with Art LeBeau here and there, everywhere. And King Dope. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Pac, easily.
Easy.
Tupac, first one. He's my favorite rapper of all time. Like, trust me. Love me some DJ Quick and Cube. Love them for sure. Yeah. Pac is that guy I would love. I just love to just get deep into his thoughts, man. Like, to see where those lyrics come from Dear Mama to A Mission of a Ride, all that. I would love to be just sitting down. And I might even smoke some with him.
Would you really? Picture me rolling.
Come on. I might even have to do it. Yeah. But that's by far.
Yeah, man.
I like it. You know what's funny is I like that. Because I'm not going to smoke no more. I won't smoke a joint no more. But I just smoke so many with so many people.
Yeah.
But I'll smoke a pin now for pain relief. But it's funny that you said I might smoke one. I believe you.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, I might smoke one.
If I could bring that moment back, absolutely.
Man.
That's tough.
You could smoke with anyone, dead or alive.
I like King Dope. He's in deep thought.
Man, because there's so many people I would love to just pick their brains. But at one point it was Snoop. Everybody would like say Snoop, but you know what I'm saying? So, but I was fortunate enough to already experience that, like be around him while he's, you know, smoking. So now that I experienced that, it would either be like Rome, it'd either be Pac or Bob Marley.
Nice.
Bob Marley.
Yeah, man.
There's no answer that's wrong. You know, somebody picks your grandpa, somebody picks fucking Albert Einstein. There's never an answer that's fucking wrong.
We've had girls, hot chicks.
I love the more random, obscure answers of like some writer of some guy. Like just some fun things. You're just like, wow.
Mine's Pee Wee Herman. So
yeah, well, that's because you guys want to do that video together. Because you like popcorn at the movies with him.
Remember, he got caught drinking in the movies. Yeah, fucking weirdo. Why I said it, Pee-wee, man. So what were you thinking when you were a child star
and then you got caught
in Hollywood with a popcorn full, and you were sliding it through with the butter?
That's a good one. Romeo, King Dope, anything we forget that you guys want to mention on this show that we went a lot longer than Romeo wanted to go for?
Let me tell you something, man. I love every fucking minute and second of this. So let's be clear on that.
Thank you.
No, man, honestly, man, end of the day, it's like you've always been family. We cannot see each other for 10 to 15 years, but once we do, it's like picking up where we left off. It's easy. You know, I see what you're doing, respect to Blue, his background, what y'all doing in this establishment. I'm glad to be in the building, man. And I'm looking forward to building with you guys, man. Let's go.
Dope. King Dope, what you got, man? Anything we forgot?
Nah, just really piggybacking off that, man. I'm blessed to be in this position. I'm blessed to be here today. Thank you for setting this up. Thank you guys and everybody here for just embracing me. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all didn't have to do this. Y'all could have easily told him, no, fuck that kid. We don't know him. Come by yourself. You know what I'm saying? But you didn't. You welcomed me with open arms, and I'm truly, truly forever in debt to you guys. So you guys allowed me to be here.
Well,
today,
you know, so. K-Dubbles did punch me in the fucking ribs earlier. So
that sounds like him.
I was wondering why I was going to ask you.
I go, K-Dub, feel my core. And he's fucking boom, boom. He's got to get on the fucking lineup. I'm like, K, I'm just been working out. He don't need to hit me that hard.
It's a long way down,
you know, I was going to ask you that. Did he get you with a Charles Oakley real quick?
He did the elbow, too. I'm like, K, I thought we were supposed to go way back, and he's been a lot bigger. I don't know who this is.
Shout out to ONS Entertainment, One Night Stand Entertainment. That's my company. I've been with my boy Mikey there, man.
Mike.
Shout out to Mikey.
Young Guns is what I call him, man. The future's bright for that dude, for sure.
Man, King Dope, man. Fox Theater, August 26th. It's going down with Romeo. K-Day's in the building, man. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this, if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.